We want to go back memory lane just a little bit and kind of remind ourselves of some of the things that have happened that brought us up to this point, and look at some photographs and things like that. So I think we're going to, are we going to dim some of the lights too, I believe, to help see this up there? So as some of you know, back in May of 2021, I was here in the area, not here in Lee's Summit, but in the area, ministering, and the Lord spoke to me that there was a further plan for our lives here, our ministry here, and he didn't say what it was, but I knew down on the inside what it was, and you know, that's the way some of these things work sometimes. I knew it was a local church, and there's a longer story than I'll tell this morning, but we began praying and we began to bring people to the area here. And I think we've got some photographs of some of this. We just rented Airbnb and spent a couple days praying and just seeking God about the further knowledge of his plan. And, then as we began to do that, we began to drive around the city and just look for, you know, just praying in the Holy Ghost, just saying, where's the area of the city, you know, that these things are supposed to be taking place? Where's the church supposed to be planted and so forth and so on? And then we began, the Lord led us to have this this series of, you know, monthly meetings to just get the word out, you know, put a lot of information out on social media and so forth, and get the word out about the church coming. And we'd just have once a month monthly meetings on Friday nights. And so we began to get the word out, advertising that. And so there's a lot of help that came down from Cedar Rapids to help with that. We went to like Oktoberfest and, you know, different places like that. And so we began to have these connect with the Vision Weekend. This was Oktoberfest here. We don't normally dress like that in Cedar Rapids. So it was a lot of fun. We met a lot of people and handed out little wristbands. Even got to pray with some people like you see there. And so then we began to, then we have, is it, am I out of order here? I think I might be out of order. Is the big offering next?
Yes.
The big offering is next. All right. Then, well, the Lord told us receive an offering, have a set a special Sunday in Cedar Rapids and receive an offering. We just set it in faith, a big offering for the church plant here in Kansas City, because they are thrilled up in Cedar Rapids about the church plant.
Yes.
And so we just said, let's believe God together and see what God wants us to do to sow a seed. So we had the big offering. You can see the big offering bucket or big offering basket up front there. And they gave and gave and gave and gave. And $200,000 came in to plant this church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so we're thrilled with that. And then we began to have what date was that? September of 2022, we began to have monthly meetings here. Some of you began to learn about the church at this point, and there's an advertisement on one of the billboards, and letting everybody know. So that those meetings began to happen September of 2022, and so so we had those for a whole year, I believe it was. I think it was either 12 months maybe. So we enjoyed meeting a lot of you there, some of you there at least. And so then after that, there's a little thing that happened whenever we were in, maybe they got another picture or two here, that, yeah. So then there's a little thing, we had Dr. Jerry Savelle at the church.
Yeah.
Boy, I could take more time with this than I should, but let me back up. The Lord had put aviation in our hearts years ago for the ministry. We knew that that was going to be a part of the ministry eventually at some point, and we didn't know exactly when, but the Lord had spoken to us about, I'd have to look at the dates, maybe a year, no, actually probably more like 2 years prior to him talking to us about planting the church, and that it was time for that aircraft. So we began to tell the congregation more about it, share the vision for it, and I began to have little meetings with anybody that's interested in the church, just like a, whatever, Tuesday night Monday night, come to the auditorium kind of thing. We'll just all, if you're interested in aviation, come, and I just want to hear what level of skill you have, what kind of interest you have, whether you're interested in getting lessons. All I was doing was looking for the pilot. That's all I was doing. I just had a prompting to, do that, to see who the pilot was. And in the process of us, and God did, he raised up the pilot. He's sitting back there on the sound system, or the TV system this morning. He's doing a wonderful job. God raised him up. He's got a whole testimony of how God brought him to Cedar Rapids. He was out hunting, sitting in a deer stand, and the Spirit of God spoke to him, said, look up Rhema Ministerial Association, Cedar Rapids, or actually Iowa, I guess. And he found it in Cedar Rapids and knew that he was supposed to come. So that's proof positive. You need to go deer hunting to hear from God.
Amen.
I'm a country boy at heart. Come on now. So we began to believe God and so forth. And then we had Dr. Jerry Savelle come. He was at our church, but he was also at several churches there in Iowa during that particular visit. And he preached in our church, and then he went to Iowa City, which is just south of Cedar Rapids there. And he was preaching there, and I think we've got a picture of it. He had a word from the Spirit of God.
Yes.
And he ministered to me about the aircraft by the Spirit, and said, you're believing God for an aircraft, and I join my faith with you, the same God that provided, I think he said, was it 10 aircraft for me without a single dime owed on any one of them? The same God, do it for him, do it for him. Woo, I got Dr. Jerry Savelle in agreement with me. And so we took a big lurch forward in our faith right there, and that played a vital role in the aircraft. We'll get back to that in a minute. But then we were looking for the place to meet, you know. So we had different options. But this school, this whole facility, kept coming back to me. And I kept thinking, I don't want to go to a school. I don't want to meet in a school, you know. Let's find a building. And of course, the Lord has a building for us on our own. But how many of you know he was preparing a way and a place? And he kept putting this on our hearts. So he led us here. And so we were glad to follow his leading. You know where you are, right here at this school right now. So he led us here. We thank God for that. And then October the 15th of last year, almost one year ago, we held our first service right here and began holding weekly services and having wonderful, wonderful times. How many of you know the move of the Spirit has been building? Here's something I really love that's happening. There's so much more unity. We're becoming a family, you know. It's becoming more like a family as a church family. And so we began to minister, as you know, on that date. And teams have been coming down since, let's see if I got some, here's some statistics. Teams from Cedar Rapids have been coming down from for every weekend, and a lot of them are driving because, you know, there's just we don't have a big enough aircraft for everybody. But so they've been driving weekly. And we got some pictures, I believe, some of them there. But we counted up the number of miles in the number of vehicles and so forth, and then the round trip number of miles. And I guess this is updated. Over 100,000 miles have been traveled that the Spirit of Faith congregation has been sowing into this congregation. I think, amen, praise the Lord. I think they believe in what God's doing here, you know?
Amen.
So we're so grateful to them and this congregation. Wanted to bless them for it, and we'll get to that later in the service. But we began to have, we're remote feeding a lot of times, back and forth from one to the other. They stay connected through that. You can see how that works up there. Some of you haven't been there, but it's feeding up there right now, for example. Then we began to start searching for the aircraft. And the funds were coming in, but I tell people, if it would have stayed at the rate coming in that it was, it would have taken us 6 years to get to the aircraft. And Pastor Jay doesn't want to drive 6 years. And Pastor Debbie doesn't want to drive 6 years. But we began to sense that some things were, and I'll be honest with you, if I told you everything that happened from let's see here, November 13th, I believe it was, to December like 13th or 15th, over that month's time, all sorts of miracles started happening for the aviation department. That, I'm talking about this would have been 2022, right? 2022. Miracles to get us into aviation. No, in 2023. Yeah, 2023. So the Lord spoke to me. I woke up one morning and the Lord spoke to me. This is a testimony. I could share testimonies all day. But this is a testimony. The Lord spoke to me. I woke up one morning. I think it was November 13th, if I remember right. He said, I want you to pray in tongues 1 hour a day for 30 days. And you're going to be praying out a lot of things that need to be set in motion for the ministry. So I did that. I began to pray 1 hour a day. You might say, was that hard? Well, I got into a flow of it and I couldn't stop. Of course, I could have, but you get in a flow. So I began to do that. And during that time, miracle after miracle after miracle began to happen for the aviation department. Other things too, but the aviation department, all the money came in for the aircraft in that 30 days. We found the aircraft in that 30 days. We were divinely connected to, they say, he's the best Beechcraft Bonanza aircraft mechanic in the United States. We went over it with a fine-tooth comb, found a whole bunch of things that needed to be done that were actually missed by other people doing annuals. I don't know if you know anything about that, but you gotta have them inspected every year. And we were so thankful to find him. And God supernaturally connected us with Dr. Jerry Seville's pilot, who was able to train us. Not me, but Brother Justin. Get us up and going. Get us certain certifications, and so thank God, because that's a big part of this church plant, having that equipment. Praise the Lord, and so we're so thankful for that. God brought in, like I said, miraculously. The plane was miraculously paid for. You can see. Did they already show the pictures of the plane? So let's look at some of these pictures. I think the first picture, if you could stop right here. This was the first step. This is not the aircraft we have now. This was the first step. This aviation group, that I said, hey, if you're interested in aviation, come on out to church on Monday night or whatever it was, and let's just kind of talk about these things. And so this is a little club plane. You know, have you ever heard of those flying clubs that you can join and buy in part ownership into an aircraft? And so we did that. We bought in one-ninth, if I remember right, or 1/11th or something like that, a portion of this airplane, which gave us the right to use it. And we started flying that. Brother Justin there, he flew that to get a lot of his certifications and to become a certified pilot with all the, you know, ratings that he needs for this aircraft. Well, for flying us, I should say. He had to get some more for the aircraft we have now. But he's now over 600 hours of flying. 600 and what is it, 14 or, sorry, 620. 620 hours of flying. And that'll bring the insurance down this year. Praise God. Just more testimonies to share. So we're thankful for all of that. And so, but this little aircraft, okay. Did you show the aircraft we own now? Where are we at on there's the aircraft we own now. And that has been to Lee's Summit and Monticello and Lee's Summit and Monticello many, many times. It's been to Canada already. It's been to Kentucky to preach. It's been to Texas to get some work, or some training. It's been all over. And so, and we just flew it up to Northern Iowa to do a wedding this weekend, which we didn't have to drive all that way down here. Praise the Lord. So, and that, oh, by the way, the big offering, we had another big offering for that and the aircraft, and all this first year's expenses have been completely covered. And tomorrow's Monday, right? Tomorrow it goes to, I don't need to tell you all this, but I'm just thrilled about it. It goes to have a brand new, because safety is a big issue, right? It goes to have a brand new de-icing system put on it. And that's the cost of $75,000, and all that money's, well, most of it's been already paid to the company, but the rest of it's in the bank. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that. So, but that de-icing system will make sure we're safe whenever it's just a little bit, you know, not real good weather conditions. Yes. Yeah, we still have that little little club plane just for things like we need it. It's actually less expensive to keep it and allow Justin to do some training and stuff in it. So let's see here. Next, we want to go to some things that have happened over the first year. I don't know what pictures they got. Okay, there's another picture of the aircraft. That's the Monticello Airport, by the way. Here's Justin doing his thing. He's a wonderful pilot. There's Justin's wife there beside Pastor Debbie. And let's see. Okay. Some of the things that maybe aren't as tangible that God's been doing over this last year is just the unity of the congregation. Yeah. And so I don't know if they've got some pictures maybe of this. We've become much more of a family than the first few Sundays. And so we're so thankful for that. People are becoming, getting to know one another and becoming a family. And we've got more pictures here. Then there's been a lot of flows of utterance that I go back to the house where a lot of us stay the night after Sunday services, and we talk about it. Boy, the utterance has been so good. And so thankful for that, because the Spirit of God's helping us. That's a good, that's a sign of a healthy church. More in continued moves of the Spirit, continued growth in numbers. And last Sunday, we laid hands on people to that were coming into the Helps ministry, and I believe we have a picture of that. 28 people already at this church in Helps ministry. Praise the Lord. So that's a good report. And so, because, you know, it takes a lot from Cedar Rapids to come down here, and now we're going to cut back on that, and more of you are stepping up. This is our faith statement for this year is the church becomes self-sustaining. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so, a happy anniversary. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. I want to briefly, before we get into just some things in the Word, I know we're taking a little time for this, but I want to briefly get into some, just a little bit, and we're going to share a lot more about this, and you want to make sure we'll get the date and get it to you. We're going to have what we call Vision Sunday here in January. It's probably going to be one of the Sundays there in the middle of January, but we'll share a lot more about vision, because vision, or sharing vision, is a big part of leadership, and you know, it brings unity to corporate effort and unity to our faith. So we're going to be sharing a lot more. But I do want to share briefly on something here this morning, if you would let me. Yeah, and so I want to share something that I think you've heard us say a little bit about, but it is getting bigger and bigger on the inside of us. And that is, and I believe they got a screen of this or a couple pictures, a building that we have, we keep getting a witness of the Spirit about for the congregation. Yeah. And it's a building maybe some of you have been aware about. It's out on Missouri Road. I don't know if you've got a map. There it is. This is 435 and 470. Yes, 470. And you can see, let's see here. Where's the, okay. Well, look up at the top. You see the Lee Summit Municipal Airport. You know how that's right to the north of 470 if you're driving on the Beltway. Right to the north is the airport, and if you're driving on 470 right and you come to that airport, just look to the right. Well, if you're going to the north, look to the right, and this building is right down there. I don't know if you can see it on there. It's Missouri Road. It's a building that, and we've got some pictures of it that keeps standing out to us. Hold that picture right there. Yeah, hold that picture right there. This, of course, you can see the auditorium's over here where the overhang is and the cross there. But if you see right to the right side of the main building there, you see that wing on there? That wing? That used to be, well, the church used to have this, of course, but that church had a daycare in there. And that daycare, we walked through this building a couple of times, I believe, and that daycare is fully ready. We could almost, I don't know if, you know, probably not the power on, the water on, all that, but there might be some maintenance or whatever, but we could probably almost walk in there and turn the key and start a daycare in there. I mean, they got the little kiddie toilets and everything, you know. And so that's, you know, I think some of you have heard us say, that's part of the vision here. Yeah. Is to have a daycare. Now you say, why a daycare? Because in Cedar Rapids, well, the Lord spoke to us, number one, about it here. But it's been a wonderful outreach to families. Yes. We have gotten so many people saved and kids saved, adults saved. We have, you know, like Christmas things and hallelujah parties and, you know, during Halloween, we changed it from, you know, fear to faith that weekend. But we get so many kids saved and just have a wonderful time. And then we, you know, the employees, we only hire in the daycare, we only hire Christian employees. And we say, hey, if you can't get somebody saved, you have to go work somewhere else. You got to. Don't say that too loud, but that's the, that we yeah, we've had kids healed, parents healed, and many testimonies. In fact, one, I like I said, I get to tell testimonies, and I'll just use up a lot of time. But I love my favorite testimony. I think was a little kid came and he started hearing about God being a healer today. Jesus still heals today, and he just took it in faith, like a little with a little child's faith. And his grandmother's arm, he was being kept by his grandmother. I think his parents were not in the picture for some reason, but his grandmother's arm was in tremendous pain or something, and he said, Jesus will heal that, Mama. I'll pray. He laid hands on his grandmother. Yeah. I said, Mama's grandmother. And she was completely healed. She came back. She said, look at my arm. It's completely healed. So it's not just a babysitting service. We're sowing the word into them. But anyway, I digress. Maybe, maybe not. That wing is a fully, it's already set up for a daycare. This building keeps standing out to us. A church named Grace Point, I think they're now in Raytown, if I remember right. Grace Point was once in there. It has 13.2 acres with it. It has, combined with the two buildings together, let's see, close to, well, maybe 17,000 feet here, square feet, you know what I mean? So, and so there are options of, you know, selling off some of the land. You can't see the land here. You can move. Is there other pictures now? I don't know how many other pictures. Oh, this is the interior. This is the auditorium. Hold that picture right there. There is a lot of remodeling needed and a lot of renovation, a lot of maintenance. It's been empty for what, 4 years, I believe? 4 years. And so there's a lot in there that's just needing a lot of maintenance. But hey, we can do that.
That's right.
And so look at the, let's see here. I think that's about all on that picture. Let's go to the next picture. This is their congregation before they moved out. And so it's kind of seated in the round like that. Those pews aren't in there now, as you saw. I think there's one more picture. Is that right? Maybe not. Nope, not. Okay. So, but I just wanted to share that with you. You know, I believe God is leading us to go towards that building.
Amen.
And so we've had talks with them. Interestingly enough, someone here in the congregation knows a realtor who knows the people, the pastors that pastored the church. They now pastor in the same church, different location. And so we're looking at taking some steps and just seeing what the Lord leads us to do. Amen. So lift up both of your hands and say, it's all coming to pass.
It's all coming to pass.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I wanted to share that with you briefly because I believe it's just there's something working there about the building in the spirit. And I'm convinced there's things happening, like I said, in the offering on the backside of that. And somebody asked me, have you just been pursuing it and really gone after it? I said, I don't have unction to. I said, I know how to do that. I can move and shake. I can work a deal. I can do all kinds of, but I just get a sense the Lord's working on something.
That's right.
So we're just letting him work it out.
That's it.
Praise the Lord. Not getting in a hurry, just taking steps as he leads us. They have tried to sell it a number of times, actually. Actually had under contract once, and it fell through. It's because it's ours, you know. Amen. So just wanted to share that with you. In Cedar Rapids, you can get in agreement with us also. Amen. I want to just get into the word just a little bit before we have our banquet because we're so looking forward to the banquet. But I would like to go to some scriptures here. John chapter number seven, if you would, with me here. We won't take a long time. Share a few things. I just sensed it was good to talk a little bit about the local church here again, maybe not the same things we've been sharing on, but You're going to John 7. Habakkuk chapter number 2 says something. He said, the Lord said to Habakkuk as he waited on the Lord, he said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that reads it. So, you know, what are you a part of? When you join this church or connected up with this church, what are you a part of? What is the vision? Well, now that's a whole week's worth of teaching, but there's a lot in our spirit about a lot of things. We say the vision as, you know, as an official vision statement, bringing people into encounters with the power of God through a spirit of faith, teaching them to connect with the power of God through a spirit of faith. And faith is a big part. Teaching and preaching the message of faith is a big part of it. But and we shared on that. In fact, some of the new members class was all about that. But I want to share. It just came up in my heart to share another side of the vision. Let's put it this way: another side of the spiritual part of the vision, because the vision can include like a thing like a building, the natural side, and growing in numbers, and those are all things that are necessary. You know, we all understand that, and God's put a lot in us about the growth of this church numerically, and as we get to it, sometimes we'll share more about that, and you know, like you can see about the building and so forth and so on. But there's a kind of growth. There's more than one kind of growth. There is growth in numbers, and growth in numbers is spiritual. We should not be ashamed of believing God to, because people count, right? God loves people. I heard somebody say, a pastor say one time, do you count people? And the pastor said to the other pastor, yeah, because people count. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
But you can get distracted by numbers, right? And compromise the compromise is a good word. Compromise or put, you know, sacrifice is what I'm trying to say. The spiritual vision in the name of going after something in the natural. God's plan is that we have both.
Yes.
I don't know if you know what I mean by compromise. In other words, I know how. I've been in the ministry for a long time. I know how to get this church to 1,500 people in really a short time. I know how I can do that. You start having raffles and give away cars. Yeah. It might get tight, but right in here this morning. But I know that there are methodologies that we can do to get people. But the question is, what are they coming for? Are they really hungry spiritually? And will they be in unity with what the vision, let's put it this way, the spiritual vision is for this place? Amen. I don't know if you know it or not, but the Bible says he's ordained us to go and bring forth fruit. Right? There's a difference between fruit and numbers. Numbers is not automatically fruit. Fruit is something that is spiritual and that will last and will get a reward for in heaven. Because it's beyond natural, it's spiritual. Amen? And so God has talked to me about growing in numbers and the importance of that and so forth and so on. We'll get to that side of it. But this morning, this morning I want to talk about another side of it. John 7 verse 37 says, I keep wanting to get to that, but let me back up. Not to Genesis 1:1, but we're going to back up. The upbringing that Pastor Debbie and I have is in the message and word of faith message.
Yeah.
It's also in some of the things that men of the Spirit in previous generations have said by the Spirit, reputable people. Not, you know, well, they're a prophet because they got prophet on their business card. But people that are reputable, that are well proven, recognized by the larger body of Christ, right? And some things that they said by the Spirit, which are always, of course, are in line with the Word of God. And that upbringing has, I'm just endeavoring to see which way to go here, but let me say it this way. I can think of right now, real quickly, four different moves of God, you might say. And I'll qualify what I mean by moves of God, or manifestations of the Spirit, put it that way, that have marked our lives through men of the Spirit who God connected us with, or who were the ones we were connected with were connected with in the previous generation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So those four manifestations of the Spirit, the first one is was given by the Spirit to Brother Smith Wigglesworth. Yeah. Smith Wigglesworth, you know who he was. He was a minister who really came up in England, but right on the other hand, traveled all over the world before he was done. And he was called, there's a book out on him actually called The Apostle of Faith. That's really what he was. He was an apostle. He was a prophet too, but he was an apostle of faith.
Yes.
And began to spearhead that message. During World War II, when World War II began, or I should say when it came to England, or was about to come to England, the State Department sent out word here in the United States, sent out word to Americans, get out of Europe, get out of England, because the war's coming to England. Hitler's getting ready to come across the English Channel. And so Smith Wigglesworth, who had been living over, Dr. Lester Summerall, who had been living over there and visiting Smith Wigglesworth over and over again, because he was a young man wanting more of the things of God that Smith Wigglesworth had, was going for it. Had to leave, and so he went to visit Smith Wigglesworth to visit and let him know he had to go. This is going to be the last time he's going to see him for he didn't know how long. He went to visit him and told him, the State Department said it's time for us to go, if Americans to go, the war's coming, and I needed to say goodbye. And they hugged and embraced, and tears streaming down while Smith Wigglesworth is holding Dr. Summerall's being. His tears streaming down his face. Dr. Summerall said he was dripping on him. And he said he's going to miss him. But he said, I see it. I see it. Now, I think I shared this maybe during the new members class. Did I share this? I see it. I see it. And he began to have a vision. And he saw the moves of God up until, one by one, I think there was, how many, I didn't never count them, but I can repeat them, up until Jesus comes back.
Yeah.
He saw the first one, I believe, was the healing revival. They had already gotten into the Pentecostal revival, but he saw the healing revival. He said, I see it, I see it. And he prophesied about the healing revival. Then I see it, I see it. He said, charismatic, he didn't call it the charismatic revival, but I see the Holy Ghost falling into denominational churches. Now, if you have the book you can go online and get it. I think it's called Pioneers of Faith. I think this vision is in there. Dr. Summerall's book, Pioneers of Faith. He said, I see it. He prophesied, though he didn't call it by name, the charismatic revival. Then he said, I see it, I see it. I see people, auditoriums full of people with notebooks taking notes because the Word of God is being taught. And then that's the teaching revival. I call it the teaching revival. People call it the faith revival. You don't have it was a revival of the faith, living by faith. But see, the just live by faith. It's not just a revival.
Yes, sir.
So I see it, I see it. And he saw that the people getting taught the word. Then he said, I see it, I see it. The last great one. He said there was the mixture of the word, of teaching the word on faith, and the move of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Now ask yourself the question. I mean, history has proven that whole prophecy out thus far. Where are we now? Ask yourself the question, where are we now? Because as a church, I want to be where what God's doing. Where are we now? Well, we're right over in the beginning of that last one. Woo! Glory.
Glory to God.
Praise God. And we're watching God raise up leaders in that one. Praise the Lord. Now, not the only one. I don't mean she's the only one, but one of them is Pastor Nancy Dufresne.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
She blends those two things like very few I've ever seen. And I don't mean she's the only one. You understand what I'm talking about. But because we need a lot of laborers. And there will be a lot of laborers. And there are being raised up. Anyway, but see, that marked Debbie and I's life. Then the next vision, or your move of the Spirit, I might say, or manifestation of the Spirit that marked us as more than just a teaching church, teaching the Word. It was the vision Jesus gave, visited Brother Hagin in 1987 before the 1987 camp meeting. I want to share these with you so that you and I are on the same page. Because if you're here, you and I need to be hungry for the same thing. And Pastor Debbie and I are not just hungry for teaching the Word, we're hungry for a move of the Spirit.
That's it. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. So, but this vision, this was before Camp Meeting in 1987. Brother Hagin was praying, and he got caught up. He started praying out plans, purposes, purposes. And he said, he knew there was more of that, kept praying in the Spirit. Finally, he prayed out the word pursuits, plans, purposes, and pursuits. Anybody heard of that book?
Yeah.
Well, he prayed that out, and all of a sudden, he's caught up into heaven. And he's, well, not actually heaven, but he's standing in above the auditorium of the camp meeting, 1987 camp meeting. I think this was maybe the beginning of July. Camp meeting's just a couple of weeks away. Maybe just a couple of weeks away. So he's just a couple of weeks. He's seeing the services that's going to happen in just a couple of weeks. And Jesus showed him a lot of things. You can find it all in the book, Plans, Purposes, and Pursuits. Showed him a lot of things about the move of the Spirit in the last days and God's plan for the move of the Spirit. And God's plan that believers be continually filled with the Spirit and continually refreshed. Praise God. And that book has so much in it that just changed Pastor Debbie and I's life. It marked us. And that's the second one I can think of right now that marks some things I'm going to be sharing. I'm about out of time, but I want to share a little bit about with you this morning. Then the third thing was during the 2003 Winter Bible Seminar, Dad Hagin went, he began to prophesy. He said, give me a chair. He said, the spirit of prophecy is coming on. He pulled up a chair. He prayed in tongues a little bit, began to prophesy. And the beginning, it started out this way. This is the way that it started out. You say that you're word people and right and good, for you are word people and to be commended for being word people. He said, but don't forget you're not only word people, but you're Holy Ghost people. Amen. And he went on to prophesy by the Spirit that some were pulling back from the move of the Spirit and that the Spirit would endeavor to move in their congregations over and over again and they would draw back and they wouldn't go along with it. Well, that was in February of 2003. In September, I believe, or October, September, he went to heaven. Well, the Holy Ghost said some things before he left. Instructions. Instructions to hold us on course. Going forward. Come on, somebody. So that's why we say this is a word and spirit church. Now, that's the third thing. The fourth thing, I don't know how many of you are familiar with this, and I'm going to hit a few highlights on it this morning. The fourth thing that really marked Pastor Debbie and I's ministry beyond just teaching the message of faith. You understand the way I'm sharing this morning? Is an experience Pastor Nancy had, and I had the date written down. I think it was 2018. I thought I had the date written down here. But anyway, regardless of the date, an experience Pastor Nancy had that she ministered going for a number of months thereafter that, it's called the Fredonia Revelation. Yes. Has anybody, let me ask you, who has never heard of that? Look at that, only a few people. The Fredonia Revelation, Fredonia is not a church in the book of Revelations. Fredonia, okay, where's that church? No, Fredonia is a town in New York, in the state of New York. That's where she was preaching whenever Jesus visited her and talked to her about some things regarding churches not moving away from the move of the Spirit. Which it has become popular in our day in culture. I didn't say in heaven, but in culture, in church culture, to just say we're not going to have the move of the Spirit because we don't want to offend anybody. Well, who? Like the devil? You mean the devil?
Come on.
The real move of the Spirit doesn't offend people. It brings them profit. It helps them. It blesses them. That's what the Word says. But that whole experience, if you've never, I don't know if they can find it on YouTube or not. Maybe we should get, I think it's out on audio series. Is that true, Michelle? Let's get a bunch of them and we'll have them in the bookstore for you. They're still available through the Dufresne? You don't know if they are. Okay, we'll find out how we can get them to you. That's your job, Michelle. She runs the bookstore in Cedar Rapids. Glad to have you here, Michelle. But anyway, she went on and on. Or let me rephrase. The Lord went on and on talking to her about encouraging pastors not to move away from the move of the Spirit in order to gain numbers. Y'all still out there? And so I'm going to just share briefly, and I'm not going to go long here because the introduction's been real long, right? But John 7, verse number 37. John 7, 37. The Bible talks about Jesus speaking there about out of your belly shall flow what? Rivers of what? Rivers of living water. This spoke he, verse 38, this spoke he of the Spirit. So we're living in the day of the new covenant where the Holy Ghost lives in us, and there's supposed to be something coming out of us from the Holy Ghost to bless people around us. Amen. And he called them rivers. Out of your belly will flow. I like to say flows of the Spirit. Yes. Amen. So we're a church that is not compromising the flows of the Spirit. Right. We're not shutting down the flows of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Because notice he said out of your belly will flow rivers, plural. Plural. Let me just share some rivers with you. For example, there's a river of let me back up and say this. When a person is born again, the Holy Ghost comes on the inside of them. Every born again believer, not just baptized in the Holy Ghost believers, but every born again believer has the Holy Ghost living on the inside of them. But then there's an additional work called the baptism of the Holy Ghost, where the Holy Ghost comes on us. We all know this, but I'm just bringing us up to something here, and move of the Spirit gets enhanced when a man is baptized in the Holy Ghost. But that initial baptism of the Holy Ghost is not all there is to the fillings of the Spirit. That's right. Remember Ephesians talks about Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 18 and 19, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. You look at Acts chapter number 20, and those people that he's talking to or writing to had already been filled with the Spirit. But he told them again, be filled again. The Greek actually says, be being filled. Be continually filled. Hallelujah. So that's what Ephesians says. Be continually filled over and over again. Somebody said, I got filled back in 1973. Wonderful. But that shouldn't have been your greatest experience in the Holy Ghost. That should just be the doorway into the things of the Spirit. Be being filled. Praise God. Amen. So he said, continually be filled with the Spirit. Then he said, how? Opening our mouth, speaking in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs.
That's right.
So when we talk about flows of the Spirit and not compromising the flows of the Spirit, we're talking about not compromising the Bible, really privilege, but also directive to not just be filled once, but be continually filled. And there are services in which the Holy Ghost wants us to just, we come together and for no other purpose, just to get filled again.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, we don't have to wait for services to be refreshed. I'm out of time, so I can't cover it all, but there ought to be services where we all just get refreshed, get filled up with the Holy Ghost. And that flow is a scriptural flow to have that happen continually. If the Bible instructs us to be continually filled, I read that one time. It came to me this way. I guess it's the farm boy in me. It came to me. I said, be being continually. Well, if you were once filled, why would you need to be filled again? And this is the way it came to me, because Christians leak. Amen. You ever gotten real busy and gotten worried about something and gotten stressed out about something and realize, I was filled, but I'm not filled now. I need to get refreshed, get filled back up again. And that's a flow of the Spirit that we're not compromising here at Spirit of Faith Family Church. If he wants us to come together and just get refilled all over again, then that's a flow. We're not shutting down those flows. We're not shutting down those flows. Now, we're not trying to make up, we're not trying to do anything in the flesh either. That maybe is what turns people off, but not the real true move of the Spirit. Amen. So that flow of being continually filled is a flow we're not shutting down. We would call it spiritual edification. And that includes speaking in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And so then we've got the flow of the teacher. The Holy Spirit is called a teacher, or the teacher. There is a daily, you know this, you walk with him. There's a daily flow of his counsel and his wisdom and his unveiling of the word to us that we thank God for. And we want believers here at Spirit of Faith, we want believers who are in the flow of the Spirit of God showing them what to do in all the affairs of life, teaching them how to walk with him. Amen. He'll teach you how to cast your care on the Lord. He'll teach you how to prosper.
That's right.
He'll teach you how to put first things first, set your priorities. He'll teach you all sorts of things. You know, Pastor Jay and Pastor Debbie look real smart and maybe real smart, and we got it all going on because of the success we've had. But without him,
That's it.
I've proved over and over again, without him, where I'd be.
Come on, Pastor.
And you can say the same thing.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Praise God for the Holy Ghost, because he'll teach us. Praise God. And that's a whole flow of the Spirit we want to let him do. How about the flow of the Spirit in the inner witness? You heard Brother Andre say he didn't know about that before he came to this ministry. Well, we want believers who are successful in following the Spirit's guidance. That's one of his flows, is guidance. Guidance in our individual lives. Guidance in our affairs financially. Guidance who to marry. Guidance who to, go into business with and who not to go into business with. Boy, that's an area you can get in trouble real quick, being in business with somebody that's not the right person. But in all the affairs of life. How about guidance in our services? What does the Lord want for each of our services? We're not going to compromise that. See, that's spiritual growth.
Yes.
And we're not going to compromise that because we want numbers. Does God want numbers? Absolutely. Do we want numbers? Absolutely. But see, it's not an either or thing here at Spirit of Faith. You understand? We're going to go with both of them. And we've had good numbers growth, but we're going to continue that. But not going to compromise that. How about the flow of the Spirit in prayer? That's one flow that you haven't seen here because, we started going forward with prayer meetings, and I'm like, well, where are we going to have it? And there's not enough room at the house. Where are we going to do it? So we want to get into it, but thank God for that building. Amen. But there's a flow of the Spirit in prayer where we get together and pray things out in the Holy Ghost. I know you do that on your own. I'm not saying you don't, praying things out for this congregation and your own personal lives, obviously. But we need to get together and do that. Remember over in the book of Acts, the fourth chapter, they came into it happened a couple of times. The fourth chapter is one of the best examples. Whenever they're beaten command not to preach in the morning in the name of Jesus, they got together and they prayed.
That's right.
The whole congregation, everybody lifted up their voice and prayed out loud.
That's right.
And as they prayed, the power fell.
That's right.
Glory. That's a flow of the Spirit that we won't compromise here at Spirit of Faith Family Church. Praise the Lord. I've been in prayer meetings that, boy, oh boy, I came out of there totally different because of the move of the Spirit in prayer. I got guidance. I got direction. I knew the plan of God better. I knew the Spirit of God better. I knew the flow of God. How about this? The flow of the nine manifestations of the Spirit listed in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. Right? All those, and we, some of us know all about those. Maybe we'll do some teaching on them as the Spirit of God leads us, so we can all know more about that. But how about the flow of the joy of the Lord?
That's
part of the refreshing I was talking about earlier. The flow of the joy of the Lord. Now, some people don't understand that. I think most of you probably understand it, right? But that flow is a valid biblical flow. There's one verse that said they were all filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost over there. I think it's 1 Thessalonians. People say, well, that joy is not of God. Well, what's the Holy Ghost doing involved in it then? They're full of the joy and the Holy Ghost all at the same time. Amen. Yeah, I know it's not from hell, because people that went to hell, and maybe people that went to hell and came back and told about it, there wasn't no joy down there. But people that went to heaven, they always talk about the joy of the Lord in heaven. And the Bible says there's joy in heaven over one sinner that repents. Woo! They get happy in heaven. Somebody gets saved. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I don't have any problem with the joy of the Lord. I did it one time in my life. I remember sitting in a meeting where the joy of the Lord broke out, and the Lord asked me, and I'm just sitting there stoic, you know. The Lord said to me, "Is this my spirit?" I said, "Yeah, I know the Holy Ghost. I know it's the Spirit of God." He said, "Why don't you get in then?" Because I'm sitting there, you know. And I said, one of the dumbest things I've ever said in my life. I thought the Lord would say, "Oh, okay," but he didn't. He said, why don't you get in then? I said, "Because that's just not my personality." You know what he said to me? Because he knew my upbringing. He said, "Yeah," and I never heard anybody say this, but the Lord said it to me. He said, "Yeah." He said, "Basically, your personality was formed by unbelief."
Yeah, that's good.
I went, almost went like that over the pew. I'm like, "Ouch!" Well, he knew my upbringing. You know, we went to church and we were all happy until the church service started. Then we all got stoic and, "Oh, you know, church service is over. Hey, how you doing, man? Good to see you. I like your hat, man." So I knew God was depressed. I'd been to church. Right? No, he's not depressed. But see, that's what we thought. So that's how my personality was formed. Well, so he said, "Why don't you get in?" He said, I said, "It's not my personality." He said, "Yeah," and it was formed. So I just decided, okay, here goes. Jumped in, got drunker than all of them.
Go ahead, all the way.
Drunk? What do you mean drunk? Being continually filled? Speaking. Psalms, hymn, "Be not drunk with wine." Remember that? Be filled with the Spirit. Praise God. How about the flow of the Spirit in praise and worship? We've gotten over into that a little bit here. Boy, there's more. Hashakaye, hoketeye, ha ha ha, hook up, flow as the Spirit wills, and watch my power move among you. That's what the Holy Ghost just said. Praise the Lord. And so I'm going fast because I got to quit, but how about the healing flow? There's a flow of healing. My goodness, we've had just limited to that here. But how about flows for financial miracles? I've seen the power of God fall. People run to the front to give. Nobody told them to. I'm not talking about a preacher hooping somebody up. I don't believe in that. You've hung around me. You've seen that. You don't believe in that. We just give people the word. Let them do whatever between them and God, right? But right on the other hand, I've seen the Holy Ghost fall and people just run to the front. You just run to the front and with an offering to give. Well, thank God for that. And we see miracles out of that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I really intended to go much further with that. But that's part of the vision is what I'm saying. I really would love to get into that more. But we want to be in one accord about that. Be in unity about that. Praise God. I don't know. It's not my business. How many churches let the Holy Ghost do what he wants to do in the suburb or the whole metroplex of the city here? But mark it down. This is going to be one of them that does. Praise the Lord. And to be honest with you, moves of the Spirit, you know, are an outpouring of rain, like James 5 says. You know, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth until he received the early and the latter rain. The outpouring of the Spirit, that latter rain or early latter rain is a type of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, the moves of the Spirit. And he's basically saying that the harvest won't fully come in until the church moves with God in the move of the Spirit.
Amen.
Teaching and preaching is good. You know, faith doesn't come by moves of the Spirit. Faith comes by hearing the word. But there needs to be the word and the move of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, that's where we're going right here.
Amen.
Praise God. I can sense you're with us. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I don't believe in making up things. I don't believe in calling something the Spirit that's not the Holy Ghost. I remember Dr. Dufresne used to tell a story. He was, of course, Pastor Nancy's husband before he went to heaven. Most of you know that. But He told a story of a church they went to. He said the pastors were sweet and everything, but every service before the pastor turned the service over to him, that people would he would open the floor for everybody to just give a word or prophesy. And there's a place for that, and that can happen through believers in a church service. So don't misunderstand me. But he said it wasn't really the Holy Ghost. It was just things like, you know, verily, verily, I say unto thee, I love thee. And I'm not saying he doesn't, but you know what I'm saying. It just wasn't inspired by the Holy Ghost. And by the way, you can have the Spirit of God talking to your heart about something, but that doesn't mean it's supposed to be spoken out, you know.
That's right. That's right.
And so, but Dr. Dufresne, he talked to the pastor, he did gently and lovingly as he could. He said, you know, and the pastor said, yeah, I know. He said, I know it's not the Holy Ghost. I said, I know it's just them. He said, but we like them to feel like they've got a part in the service. He said, well, the only problem with that is you're training them that's the Spirit when it's not. So they're becoming proficient in a flow that's not the Holy Ghost. And therefore missing the true move of the Holy Ghost. See, when you substitute something that's just flesh and call it the true move of the Spirit, well, the real damage was not necessarily that somebody got up and it wasn't really the Spirit of God, but the real damage was everybody thinks that was the Spirit of God, and so they don't know what the real is really like.
Right.
Here at Spirit of Faith, we want the real.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Let's stand to our feet. Praise God for it. And I'm not meaning by that nobody in the congregation can prophesy. You know what I'm talking about? But I just mean we want it to be real.
Yes. All right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, did you get anything out of that?
Yes.
I really intended to share a whole lot about what the Fredonia revelation that Pastor Nancy received from the Lord. Whether you know it or not, some of you do, some of you don't, maybe. Maybe some of you perceive this. But Pastor Nancy stands in the office of a prophet.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Amen. There are prophets today.
Yes.
Amen.
And God visits her. Jesus visits her. I was with her at the table whenever Jesus came and stood at the table in Russia. And talked to her. She put out a book on it called The Price of the Double Portion Anointing. I was with there. I didn't see Jesus. Actually, she didn't see Jesus. But she knew he was there, and he was talking to her. He heard him. She heard him. And boy, that presence, whenever he walked up, when Jesus comes in the room, the reverence, the whole atmosphere becomes much more reverent. I've been there several times. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Some of you got a little quiet on that. Jesus in the room sometimes.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Thank God the Holy Ghost is always here.
Right.
But anyway, I just said that she stands in that office. And some of these things are not just, you know, a teacher teaching, like the Fredonia revelation. That came out of the prophet's office.
Yeah.
The price of the double portion anointing. That came out of the prophet's office.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. We receive that office in the church today. The genuine people. There are genuine people. There are people that abuse that office. I think some of them have the call to it, all right. I don't know why I'm on this. But you know, maybe they just don't have their minds renewed about how to operate in it. So sometimes they abuse it. Maybe sincerely, their heart's right, you understand.
Yes, sir.
Maybe, sometimes, we'll see. Just between them and the Lord, you know. But yet, right on the other hand, I like people that are real solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody like the people that are real solid?
Yes.
In other words, they're not making things up and saying that was the Holy Ghost whenever it wasn't.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. You got something? Praise the Lord. Many of you have been drawn to this place, not fully understanding or fully knowing all that it meant for the Lord to bring you to this place. But this morning, your eyes are opening a bit further, and you're getting a glimpse, and you see in the Spirit just a little glimpse of what's ahead, and your heart is glad.
Uh-huh. It's not the Pondande, but it's the La Pushtande Le Oshé.
Yeah, it's not the plans of man that gets the job done in this end hour, this last day. It's the plan of God, the plan of heaven, and the plan that God reveals as the word of God is unveiled concerning my Spirit, the move of the Spirit. So follow my plan and see the glory of the Lord.
and say, ha, 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 Sokota, Perede, Oshana, ha, 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 I have it now.
Hallelujah. And say, the glory of the Lord is our reward. For the glory of the Lord will visit among you and sit upon your services and meet needs, and the things of God will grow, not only naturally in numbers, but also in the spirit, spiritual growth. And so lay hold of it and take it and say, I have it now. Praise the Lord. Raise your hands and thank him this morning. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Raise your voice and sing. Raise your voice and praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Yes, Lord, I see. Yes, Lord, I see. A quick work. A quick work. Oh, yes, yes, I see it, I see it, I see it, I see it, I see it. Much quicker here. Much quicker here. Yes, much quicker here. My, we thank you for that, Lord. We give you praise for it. We receive that, Lord. We receive a quick work of the Spirit in this congregation, in this city, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Thank 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 you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We bless you. We bless you. We worship 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 you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 We worship you. Hallelujah. Masakia. Masakia. Kankara maske. Kikiri baske. Tikiri matse. Minister to her in tongues, and I'll interpret. Hallelujah. Those things you've carried in your spirit, and yea, you've even operated in and flowed in. And you knew there was more, and you knew that more would come at some point. And so know that that's not been lost. It seems like it maybe has gone dormant to a degree, but it's not been lost. And it'll come forth and it'll bloom. And it'll manifest, and great edification will come to many. And you'll be glad, and your heart will be satisfied, because you know you're getting out. Yeah, 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 yeah. You're getting out really what you've been born for. Ha, ha, ha. So it'll come. It'll come. Stay steady. Be faithful, and watch the Lord move you into it. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Maskiteye. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Maskiteye. Praskatiye, praskatiye, praskatiye. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. You got anybody else in your heart? Okay, go ahead. Thank you, Jesus.
Moving up in the Spirit, yes, I am. I'm moving up in the Spirit. Moving up in the Spirit, yes, I am. I'm moving up in the Spirit. I follow you as I hear the Holy Spirit. Spirit. Yes, I am. I'm moving in the Spirit. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I hear what you say. I say it. I say it. I say it. I say it. I'm moving out in the Spirit. Yes, I am. I'm moving up in the Spirit. Yes, I am. Moving up in the Spirit. Shedele mohusana. I say what you say to me. I say what you say to me. Oh, I am so free. I am so free. It's changing me. 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 I'm moving up in the Spirit. Oh, I've been so hungry. I said, Lord, I've been so hungry. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Shina na na mana sikete se. Come on and pray in the Spirit. Sing in the Spirit as you hear it. Oh, say, ye komasai, ye komasai. I say what I hear him say. Yo komasai. So come by, shine on a higher, 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 higher. Oh, there's a Holy Spirit fire, Holy Spirit fire. I'm so hungry, yes I am. I'm so hungry. Come on, Pia, let me have your hand. Oh, I'm so hungry. 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 Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Holy Spirit, fire, 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 fire. Come on up higher. Come on up higher, higher, higher. Yeah. I'm so hungry, I'm so hungry for more. For more.
Thank you, Lord. Is that your testimony? You're hungry. Hungry for the real move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, grab your neighbor's hand. Let's if you can get across the aisles. I know it might be a little tight there. I don't know if you can get across the aisles or not, but grab hands with your neighbor and get across the aisles and make this confession before we dismiss. Say, thank you, Jesus, for this church family. Thank you, Jesus, for my brother and sister on my left and my right. We come into unity of the Spirit for the plan of God to come to pass in the Kansas City area. Hallelujah. We make ourselves available. However you want to use us. Here we are, Lord. Use us for your glory in this Metroplex. Thank you, Father, that all the plan you have in your heart for us as a congregation, it will all come to pass. And we'll walk in unity. We'll walk in love. And the blessing of the Lord will manifest in full measure, not in part measure, but in full measure as you desire. And we'll give you all the praise for it. Lift your both of your hands now and just give them a shout. Hallelujah! Glory, 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 glory! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen.